Hey family, how are you doing today? I hope blessed and I hope happy. Today I want to confront one of the most controversial subjects that I believe that we could bring up on this planet right now, even though others would think it's irrelevant or impossible to break down into a simple statement or something that we can understand. But I find the Word of God being something that is very simple, something easy to understand, and something able to be gained context toward simply by reading the scriptures. You can read them forwards, you can go backwards with them. Today I want to take Mark chapter 11, and I'm going to go from verse 26 to, or actually it'll be 23 to 26 in chapter 11, but I'm going to read from 26 to 23. And you tell me what you think. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your sins. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your sins. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you've received them, and you shall have them. And then verse 23 says, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe that those things which they say shall come to pass, they shall have whatsoever they say. Now, the things that most of us see when we start this scripture, and people use it a lot of times as faith scriptures, because it starts off Peter calling to remembrance, saying unto the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, behold, the fig tree that you cursed is withered away. And Jesus says, have faith in God. So we understand that this is involving prayer, but a lot of times we miss the necessities of how to get to the point of where our prayers are being answered. Well, in the part that I read first, this is actually the last part in this particular section. It says, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Now, was given a scripture a long time ago, or not a scripture, but a statement that stuck with me. Have you limited God? Have you got God measured out in your life like you would lay a tape measure out through a piece of wood? Now, the thing is we could limit God in that standard, in that fashion of living. We can put large limitations on God. I mean, how can we possibly walk through life forgiven if we're not willing to forgive, right? So I want to ask you today, have you made this controversial subject something you're willing to look into, something you're willing to investigate? Or have you decided that it's not necessary and yet you're curious why you're not receiving the answers to your prayers? Why you're not getting to the place to where your faith becomes something so bold that you can see the manifestation of impossible things coming into your life? Because impossibilities are only something that you factor as impossible until it becomes possible. So I want to pray for you today, specifically about your faith, because the gospel says that he puts in us the faith that we have. It's according to his grace that we have faith. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've made the gospel simple, that you have gone beyond what we would try to complicate, and you've broken your words, your life, your truth down to where we are totally able to access who you are and what you've made possible in our life. Lord, I break the curse of a tape measure mentality over my people right now in Jesus' name, Father. I command that the spirit of limitation would be moved off your loved ones, that they would come to the comprehension that there are all things that are possible unto them who will believe it. Father, I ask you right now that you would break the curse of unforgiveness over your family, that you would let it be something that we could walk into forgiveness, that is, without complicating it. That we could see that you are greater than we are and you have forgiven us for all things. So how much could we possibly hold against another, knowing what you've been through as the Son of God, and still say that we're okay with you? Father, I forgive anyone that's hurt me. Family, I ask you to forgive anyone that's hurt you. It's not a hard thing. It will open our eyes and our hearts up to walk into the impossibilities of life. And it will cause us to become more than conquerors through the love of Jesus. Father, it is your life that I pursue. It is your life that I offer, and it is your light that I am trying to expose to your daughters, your sons. And I ask now that you would go forward as the mighty one, the lover of our souls, as the one who calls those things that be not as though they are. And I thank you, Father, that we can ride upon the words of your promises into your holy places, into the secret place, and that we could obtain mercies for our day. Right now, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you go forward and you open up the eyes of your brothers, my brothers and sisters, that you would allow them to see the reality of revelation, that they would know that you are who you say you are, and that they would experience the dominator of the realm of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, go now and manifest this great and wonderful encounter with you about the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is who you testify of. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are the almighty hand of the Lord God, and that you are reaching into hearts and minds now and opening your people up to a new revelation, to a new understanding of all things being possible, that we would understand the need for forgiveness, that as we forgive, our Father in heaven would also forgive us our sins. I thank you for it, Holy Spirit. I thank you for the word of the Lord coming forth now. In Jesus' mighty name, I love you, family. You be blessed and stay a blessing. I'll talk to you soon.